to me wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Good morning, everyone. I was speaking about the ministry of Jesus in Gospel of John and salvation, the greatest of the scripture word ever spoken about God's love, which is John 3:16. You know, many times Billy Graham speak, this is the word he speak. You don't need to speak philosophy and wisdom of the world or people's intelligence. We all need is the gospel. You know, Apostle Paul said, gospel is the power of God that saves. That's the power of God. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. It is the power of God. So gospel is a very simple thing as we look at it. And it is basically, it is God's power to save. God's power to save. Paul says in 1:16 of Romans, for the gospel, if righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteousness will live by faith. You see, by faith in Jesus Christ and by faith alone and by Christ alone is the salvation. There is no work involved in this matter of salvation. They have many verses in the Bible. Another famous verse scripture we quote from Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 is that because of grace by faith, we are saved. Nothing of you or nothing of anybody to boast about it. So the grace, by grace alone, by faith alone, and in Christ alone is the salvation. So gospel is, it is the power of God for everyone who believes, first for the Jew and for the Gentile. So salvation was first came into the Jews. Jesus is a Jewish child who was born as the son of Mary, the Virgin. And he was the one who brought life into the earth again. Spiritual life we are talking about. The spirit who was dead with the sin by Adam's and Eve's sinful behavior, disobedience. The spirit died. What Adam and Eve passed on to the next generation, they received dead spirit. The dead spirit. The spiritually dead before God, which means what is happening to the dead spirit? A dead spirit will be buried or cast into fire. According to God's principle, wages of sin is death, and the death is thrown into the lake of fire. See, this is what God does at the end of the world's judgment, at the final judgment. What he does is he threw the death and also the sin into the lake of fire. Never ever it will come back to the brand new earth. God will purge, cleanse, purify, and recreate. The new earth will have no sin. So we will have God and his children and the angels. That's pretty much, that's all it is. Now, verse chapter 3 of Gospel of John describes two things about salvation. One, God was speaking, Jesus was speaking to Nicodemus, a Pharisee, a teacher of the law, about salvation, which I repeated a few times. You can go back and read it. It's a spiritual thing. It's a very confusing for so many people that how can I get born again? What will happen? It's a spiritual transformation happens in you. The Holy Spirit of God, Jesus Christ, and the Father, they come spiritually reside in your heart in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit brings Christ and God in you. And then most of the time we define it so many different ways. Some says Christ comes in you. Some says Holy Spirit comes in you. Some says the God comes in you. You know what? If you further describe and explain about it, God is one. God is Spirit, Holy Spirit, the Father and the Son. All three thus working together. So in simple terms, we always say Christ comes in your heart by the Holy Spirit, or some believe Holy Spirit comes in your heart. Now the Holy Spirit brings Christ in. That's true for two. Praise God. So the salvation method, how can you be saved, is explained in chapter 3 of Gospel of John. It's also explained in a different way in chapter 10 of Book of Romans and many other places. Believe in Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. That's simply stated many other times by apostles. If you believe in Christ, you will be saved. But they are referring to you get repent. The repentance is the part, some church don't teach repentance. Some church says, you just accept Jesus, you will be saved. You don't have to know anything about him. But some church teaches, you need to know Christ is the son of a virgin. He came a son of God who lived in this earth, sinful life. No, sinless life, right? Sinless life. And he died, and resurrected for your sins. Would you believe in it? Then you will be baptized. See, that's the correct way of accepting Jesus Christ. But there are oftentimes people speak too fast. They said, hey, you believe in Jesus? Yes, I believe in Jesus. Even the devil believe in Jesus, right? This is how much you believe. What do you believe? What is your faith? Do you believe Jesus is the Son of God? Do you believe he took your sin and paid the penalty for your sin and died on the cross? And died, buried, and resurrected from the dead and living in heaven for you? Yeah, that's what you must believe. Amen to that. In the Gospel of John, we also continue reading as we see that this is one of the other area where John the Baptist was testifying about Jesus. See, John testified a few times about Jesus. He said, here goes the Lamb of God. That was the greatest revelation Father gave to John the Baptist. See, Bible is a book of revelation. It's a book, word of God, God's speaking. God spoke and it documented. Praise God. And it is the revelation of God. It's the revelation of the sin of man, and it is the revelation of God, how God deals with it. Amen. Now, where it says, John explains that who Jesus was. Who is Jesus? He explained he is the Son of God. He was before me. He was in heaven. He lived eternally. He came to this earth and he took his birth. This is why he said he was before me. But John was not before Jesus. He was born 6 months early in the human birth. And Jesus was born 6 months after in the human birth. But Jesus Christ, Christ of God, was in God from the beginning. And God, or God time, whatever time that God was there, Christ was in him. So to John, in verse 27 of chapter 3 of Gospel of John, to this John replied. For what? John replied. The question is, you read above, people came to John and said to him, Rabbi, that man who was with you on the other side of the Jordan, the one you testified about, well, he is baptizing and everyone is going to him. See, someone bringing news to John the Baptist, almost thinking like the baptism is belong to John the Baptist only. Kind of people talk, and basically they were informing him. Remember the guy who was at the Jordan? You baptized him, you testified about him. Now he is baptizing on the other side of Jordan. To that, John says, to this, John replied, verse 27, a man can receive only what is given him from heaven. You see, a honest, truthful work of a person which is only given by God from above. See, sometimes people criticize why in the world he does it. Is he supposed to do it? Or who assigned him to do it? Well, it is only God. If it is a good work, it is a good work which you see, it is by God only. You yourself can testify that, right? I said, I am not the Christ, but I am sent ahead of him. See, John keep on testifying to the people that I am not Christ, right? Everyone is waiting for Christ. Christ of God was to come for deliver people from their sins. Now, majority, 99.9% of the Jewish people, I believe maybe even today, think that Christ comes to save them from other world dominion powers and give them their kingdom and rule over them as their Messiah, which is correct and which is good. But one thing they're missing is Christ need to wash their sins first. Christ is to come to deliver people from sin. First thing Christ or Messiah has to do, according to the God's principle, according to God's law, Christ first advent is to save humanity from their sin. That includes Jew and Gentiles. But first it is Jew. Why? The scripture says so. Romans chapter 1, it says, verse 16, for the gospel is the power of God for the salvation for everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. See, salvation is a must for Jewish people. It is not for Gentiles only. Now, the Jewish people thought they do not need salvation. They are already the children of Abraham. They are the descendants of Abraham. But they are not looking at Abraham's life. Abraham believed in God, and God declared him righteous. At the time Abraham believed in God, there was no laws given. The only law existed in the world at the time was the law written by Hammurabi, a Mesopotamian worldly, earthly, heathen theologian. He was not a God theologian. He has written the law and codes. They call the codes and laws and regulations of Hammurabi. Rabbi is so called, he was called too. But Abraham was not justified to be righteous before God because of those kind of codes, because of any of the work he has done. None of those. Abraham just believed in God, Bible says. It's in the book of Genesis, also in the book of Galatians, and also in the book of Romans. It says Abraham believed in God. My speech is not about the belief or faith. Basically, that's not the main subject, so I did not bring up those scripture verses. But you could look it up even in Google and say, Abraham believed God, counted unto him righteousness. You get the scripture verse. See, people also need to do some work in studying the Word and Scripture themselves. They need to read the Word and also to meditate and pray. Now, what did John say to these people who are reporting him? That the man who was with you, which is Jesus, he is baptizing. Well, that man, you yourself can testify that, said, I am not the Christ, but I am sent ahead of him. The friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. Here John is referring Christ, basically Jesus, as the bridegroom. See, this is a very early exposition or revelation of Christ as the bride. See, in the beginning of coming of Christ, he came as a savior, and at the end he established his church. He built the church of Jesus Christ through his apostles and the coming of the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 2, we see that Holy Spirit of God was sent by God with the prayer and request of Jesus Christ and establishing the church through the apostles. See, the apostles and prophets are the foundation of the church. Even the Old Testament prophets, they are spoken about Jesus and his church, and they have been also the foundation. So now Jesus is basically, after becoming the planting his church in the earth, the believers, spiritually speaking, are holy and acceptable before God. They became righteous by testifying and accepting Christ and baptizing in his name in the water, and they were declared righteous as the moment they were believed, and they continue their spiritual life. As they will be glorified one day when the return of Jesus Christ, or the day they will die and join God in heaven, their spirit, God in heaven. And then, now, the church is referred as a holy virgin of the Holy Son of God. The Holy Son of God is Jesus Christ. Spiritually speaking, he is the bridegroom, and the church is holy, keep themselves from defiling of the world. After they believe in Christ, they stay as holy as possible as they are. They will become the bride of the bridegroom Christ. So Baptist, John the Baptist, is speaking about that thing in beforehand. Now, the friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him. That's who is that? That's he himself. The friend of the bridegroom is John the Baptist. So in the modern country time, we always call a best man at the wedding of a person, a young man, a bridegroom. There is a best man. Here the John the Baptist is recommended to be the best man for Christ when the church join with the Christ in heaven. There will be John the Baptist. He will be the best man. That's my opinion, my suggestion. That's what I believe. That if someone else believe it or not, it does not matter. Now, when he hears the bridegroom's voice, he rejoices. That joy is mine, John the Baptist says, and it is now complete. He must become greater, I must become less. See, what a great testimony. What a great decision. I am just going to be the friend of the bridegroom, right? And I rejoice. You know why he rejoices? Because he sees Jesus as the Christ, and he is performing the baptism which is continuation of the ministry John the Baptist started with. So the only difference is they must believe in Jesus Christ. They didn't have to believe in John the Baptist as the Savior, but he is pointing to John, to Jesus. He is the Savior. He is the Lamb of the world, Lamb of God. Now, verse 31, the one who comes from above is above all. See, Christ came from heaven, from God's Son. John was not came from heaven as John's son. John was born with the command of God that he was specifically God sent him to testify for his son, Jesus Christ. So because of that, John says, the one who comes from above is above all. The one who is from the earth belongs to the earth and speaks as one from the earth. The one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony. See, the one who came above, he is the one who knows God the Father. He sat on the bosom of the Father. He knew everything the Father told him. He is the one who is going to tell us how much the Father loves us. God so loved the world. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, so that those who believe in him shall not perish, but will have everlasting life. All you have to do is to believe in the one and only Son of God. What is the difficulty? What is the problem? What is the hindrance in your mind? Is it that sin hindering you from believing in the one and only Son of God? The sin, because once you believe in him and you become child of God, you don't want to do any sin, because you think you still want to do the sin. You still want to live in the world, enjoying the pleasures of the world. The pleasures of the world is only for a few minutes. It's a temporary. It will disappear. It will be burned in the fire as it goes by. It will give you pain. It will give you sufferings. It will give you disappointment. You will lose your peace and joy and gladness, which you thought you're going to have it forever. But at the moment you are sinning, you feel this will last forever, but afterwards it will be wiped away. You know, it's like a mirage you see in the desert, in the wilderness. If you look far away in the deserts, in the sand, you can see a glittering, you feel like there is a lot of water there. There is a plenty of trees and plants and palm trees and fruits. As you get there, you're following this mirage, but the more you go closer to it, the mirage goes far and far and far and far away from you, because it does not exist. It does not exist. The mirage in your mind of joy and gladness and fruitfulness of this earth and joy, happy, all those is just temporary. Now, he testifies, no one believes what Jesus wants to say. Nobody wants to change their life. Nobody wants to accept him, because you have to get rid of the sin, right? The man who has accepted it has certified that God is truthful. See, there's only one truth. This is the sole matter of the beginning of the Bible to the end of the Bible is all about truth. Truth. Christ came to tell the truth, to clarify what Satan's lie. Satan lied that you will have joy. You will see, you become like God. You know, today the devil tell you, you do it, you will have a good time, you will enjoy, don't worry about anything. You drink alcohol, you smoke the cigarette, You consume it, enjoy your immorality, have anything you can do. But that leads you to death and judgment, finally going to hell eternally. So here John said, the man who has accepted it has certified that God is truthful, for one whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for God gives the Spirit without limit. The one who sent by God, which is Jesus Christ, it is not Muhammad, it is not Allah, it is not a Buddha, it is not Krishna. All those are false, made-up stories. The good part of the Quran is a copy of Old Testament, Bible or Torah, and diverted towards Abraham's son was Ishmael, who was the descendant supposed to be, whereas he was the son of a slave helper. They transformed it, them, as Isaac was not the son of the promised child, only Ishmael. So there were corruptions created. Whoever that wrote Muhammad or whoever added many other lies and false informations into it by the work of devil. Now, truth comes from God. The truth that Jesus died for your sin. The truth is you born sinner. The way, truth, and life, you receive eternal life when you believe in the truth and accept it. So God gives the Spirit in abundance. The Holy Spirit of God will come to you if you will believe in the abundance of God. The Father loves the Son and has placed everything in His hands. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. You want to talk about living longer? You want to talk about you just live, enjoy for some time, and then you die out and go to hell? What is the most beautiful thing? Have a beautiful life, obey the God's commandments, accept Jesus Christ, receive eternal life, and live forever. You will resurrect from the dead if you are died, if you believe in Christ. But whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains in him. Verse 36, Gospel of John. Whoever, believes in the Son will receive eternal life, and God's wrath remains on him, those who does not believe. With that, I conclude right here. May I ask you to pray with me in the name of Jesus. Father, we come to you. Forgive my sins, cleanse me, purify me. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. He died for my sins, and He buried, resurrected on the third day, living in heaven for me. God, cleanse me, purify me, make your child. In Jesus' name I pray. If you pray this prayer, my dear friend, you will become the child of God. May the Lord richly bless you.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. If you have any more questions or if you'd like to contact me, my email address is p like Peter, r like Robert, dot chackov like Victor at gmail.com. That is pr.chackov@gmail.com.
Here at Grace Air, we specialize in all types and models of air conditioning. We also install and replace ductwork. We serve Palm Beach and Martin County. You can reach us at 561-932-7422. Remember, we keep you cool with grace.
Hello, I'm Pastor Jerome Ryan, the founder and CEO of the Love Center. We've been serving the region for over 30 years, helping families rebuild their lives. We're expanding our services. The Workforce Discipleship Center, providing housing for the working class homeless. Yes, repeat, for the